The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Hello, America. Tomorrow is tax day. Don't you feel charitable? I am so working up to my charitable feelings. I am all a tingle that tomorrow I get to give so much charity. You, Stu? Oh.
It's charity.
Right?
Not the word for it.
Yeah. No, it is. We're getting...
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have that. We'll talk a little bit about Notre Dame students are protesting because they feel unsafe on their college campus because Mike Pence is coming to give the commencement speech. Facebook killer claims to have killed 15. He may be out of Ohio. We need to go through that story. It is truly amazing. And North Korea. All that and more begins right now.
Entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
In Cleveland, Ohio, police urged a suspect who authorities said killed an elderly man and posted the video on Facebook. They urged him to surrender. We need to bring this to a conclusion today, said the chief of police in Cleveland, Ohio. There's no need for any further bloodshed. It looks like he may be out of state by this time. Residents in Pennsylvania, New York, Indiana, Michigan, you need to be on alert. This is a guy who, you know, I saw this thing that you posted last night, Stu. That can't be true, right?
I don't think it's true.
Anybody who was in Cleveland is watching television. Stu posted something that is got to have been changed. There's no way this is true.
It doesn't even look real to me. I mean, but, you know, it's one of those things making the rounds on the internet. I don't believe it's real, as I pointed out in the post.
What is it?
It's a picture of something from Fox, I think, in Cleveland, where they put dark white skin determining factors as to
his description, and it showed a picture of him. And it said race or something like that.
Just a dark white skin.
Yeah, dark white
and here,
skin.
A couple things. First of all, the font doesn't look right to me. I mean, I just by an eyeball test, it doesn't look right to me.
Let me see it.
Secondly, it also is above his name. Where it's like, why on earth would you put, it's subtle, but there I is. Mean, you know, why on earth would you, you know.
No, that does.
It looks similar, but yeah. why would you put it above his name? Why would you put dark white skin above his name? That makes absolutely
this
no sense.
This is really... But I mean, this is getting so bad to where, I mean, you want to talk about where was the game played over the weekend where the NBC commentator said, we don't want to make this about politics. And he was talking about the flag. Which sporting event was that this weekend, guys?
I don't know, Pat, do you know?
That was the baseball game.
Yeah, that was a baseball game. It was Craig Calcaterra from NBC Sports.
Yeah, and he comes out and he says, let's not make this about politics. Well,
they had a flag.
It's not about politics. It's about a flag. But everything now is being made about politics. This, I mean, somebody, if you take a murder suspect and you take the time, think of this. You take the time to pull off on your local channel a screenshot of the description of him, and then you take the time to manufacture the font, to make sure the bullet point looks exactly right, the color shading is exactly right, and you pass that out. Think of the time it has taken you just to piss people off and to stir up race relations. That's not a funny thing. You're trying to stir up race riots, race problems.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's, I don't know why you do that. I mean, it seems like people are obsessed with the accomplishment of fooling people, which,
I guess,
I don't know what that is. There are some pictures now on the internet as well that are showing a side-by-side without the picture, but of course, you know.
Okay.
You know, but who knows? To me, I don't think it's real. That's why, and I would say the majority of people on Facebook look at that and they say, yeah, probably not real.
So he is a black male, 6'1", weighs 244 pounds, has a full beard. He was last seen wearing a dark blue, gray, or black striped polo shirt, driving a white Ford Fusion with temporary license plates. This is according to Cleveland police. Did you see the, anybody see the actual Facebook post?
No, I don't want to watch someone get murdered. But
yeah, neither do I.
They had some of the lead up to him actually murdering. And he had some really interesting, really compelling reasons to go murder an innocent person for no reason.
The love of my life works. Her name is Joy Lang. We've been together 3 years. We're supposed to get married, but it was just some that I just couldn't deal with her anymore. But anyway, she's the reason why I'm making this video. She's the reason why what's about to happen today, because she drove me crazy.
No.
But, I work at Beachbrook, and Beachbrook is another reason why I'm going crazy. So it's my badge here. It's me.
It's his badge?
Yeah, he's showing his work badge.
I'm just writing, making this Beachbrook and Murders Taylor. You know, past year's been really up for me.
He's had a bad year.
Being with Joy, she drove me crazy. Started making me gamble. I lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
I lost everything I had, man. Mm-hmm. I'm out of options. And now I'm just on some murder. So
that's all you can
what
do.
What I'm going to do is, because she works here at Murder Taylor, this is over in 105, I'm going to try to kill as many people as I can over here.
Is.
You know, so, Murders Taylor and Joy Lane. And it's up too, because I never really been on no like this. This is some but we all human, man.
We're all human.
Breaking points.
Yeah, and the breaking point usually results in killing it.
I went to my mother yesterday because I was trying to get some, talk to my mother, but I guess it's the way I was raised. She didn't even give a I was telling my mother I was on some suicidal time, about to kill some people. Didn't care. I don't know something about me, but it don't matter. People would come to me with their problems. I'm a case manager at Beachbrook. I would deal with people's problems every day. But when it comes to nobody gives a like, I'm always the bad guy. It don't matter.
Well, you kind of are the bad guy.
And, this is up, man, because, innocent people about to die today.
But he has no control.
Hopefully, I'm going to try to kill as many people as I can, be on death row or whatever the case may be. But I just don't.
You won't be able to hear?
I'm beat. I'm tired. I will say this though, the people that I'm going to kill today is Easter Sunday. Uh-huh. It's not my first.
He was out of options. The last thing on his list was to go out and
this
start killing
This is not
people.
Going to help him if he tries to plead insanity.
No.
He sounds cold, calculated, rational.
Like rational is a weird way of phrasing it, right?
No, but
I know what you mean. Like he
could totally walk in and you doing. Could, it, you would not walk into a room and hear him talking to somebody, but not really understand what he was saying. Hear him talking to somebody and you just think, oh yeah, he's just on the phone or he's just talking to somebody over there. You would not be like, what's that guy? What's his problem?
Yeah, he seems
totally rational.
In appearance. And then he's making a completely irrational argument. Like
for the
idea of that you would... I've had a really tough year. Everyone has their breaking point. So I'm going to kill some people today. And, I wish this didn't happen. I wish this didn't have to happen. Again, he's the victim there, right? Like, he wishes this woman didn't push him to this point. He wishes this woman didn't get him to start gambling, so he lost everything. He wishes all of these outside factors didn't make him, his mom... He wishes his mom raised him better so that he wouldn't do these things. His mom could have listened to him when he said, I had suicidal thoughts. All of these things, it's all somebody else's fault. Every single time.
What we're doing? How old is he again?
38.
38. Isn't this what we've been doing to our kids? Isn't this what we're... This is the world we're raising them in. It's somebody else's fault. You didn't do it. Let me go. You know what? I'm going to go talk to your teacher. I'm going to go sue. I was talking to my my nephew. He was in. The whole family was in this weekend for Easter. And we're talking to my nephew. And he said, remember, I missed my ACTs. I had to go and take my ACTs later than everybody else because I got locked in school. And I said, I don't remember that. And he said, I went at 7 o'clock to the high school. to take the deal. I thought they were in the gym. He said, so I take a side door. And he said, there's this side door without windows. And you know how all schools are with the double doors? So you open up the double doors and then you walk in and then there's another set of double doors. He said, well, as he walked in, he said the other double doors in front were locked. And then I went to the second set of double doors and those were locked. And then I heard the door close behind me. And I went to the third set of double doors and they were locked. So I turn around to get back out and I was locked in. He said, I'm locked in a box without windows. And he said, I got in there about 6:45 in the morning and it was like 8 o'clock at night before a teacher happened to come by. He said, so I was in there and he said, she opened the door and she was like, what are you doing in here? And he said, I just hugged her. I was like, thank you. Thank you. You know, he had been in for 13 hours. So Monday comes and the principal of the school calls and they are freaking out. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. And they were approaching my sister and the family like, you know, there's no reason to sue. There's no they were like, of course, we're not going to sue. Why would we sue? We didn't even think of that until now. But that's the world we're in.
Thanks for bringing that up, though.
Yeah, right? That's the world we're in. It's always somebody else's fault. And in that particular case, it was just a bad design. It was somebody who didn't think that through. But, and? It's not like they planned on that, and they learned their lesson. I mean, they freaked out on the next Monday, and they changed all the locks so that couldn't happen again. But this is the world we're creating. Now, think of this. Facebook. Everybody is saying Facebook can't allow. Listen to the statement from Facebook. I love this. We don't allow this kind of content on Facebook. Murder? When has murder become content? You know what? You're going to have to go over Twitter with all your murder content. We work hard to keep a safe environment on Facebook and are in touch with law enforcement in emergencies when there are direct threats to physical statement. Okay, there are 1.5 billion people on Facebook. 1.5 billion people on Facebook. I actually heard a conversation this morning on one of the TV networks. As they were going back and forth, Facebook's got it. They've got to have a screening. They have to screen these things before they go on Facebook. No. First of all, it's 1.3 billion people posting. How are you going to monitor all of that? You can't. Now you want to filter people from all over the world and have a monitor because you're not strong enough, don't watch it. And you know what? Quite honestly, it helps that the Facebook of the beating in Chicago, remember where they took that kid as a slave and beat him over the weekend?
They found those kids because of it.
Because of Facebook. Mm-hmm. They'll probably find this guy because of Facebook. How many people could he have killed without Facebook? He killed one that we know of, right?
Yeah.
He said he's killed 15.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't know of that. We know he's killed one because of Facebook. We can't live in a bubble. I go to Notre Dame.
Oh, we can live in a bubble, Glenn, because there's a lot of people who can't handle. Let's say the vice president of the United States coming to speak at their school.
They know. Quote, don't feel safe.
Do you know Mike Pence is a Catholic? He grew up Catholic. You don't want a bunch of Catholics showing up and speaking at a Catholic school. You just don't want that. I mean, you might hear Catholic things.
And well, my understanding is Catholic times Catholic is anti-Catholic.
That's correct. That's
so,
correct,
Stuart. So, I mean,
but they feel unsafe because he's going to be there. And I think that's because...
Don't forget the Facebook killing spree he went on.
Yeah, he went on. He killed 37 students. Was that 3 weeks ago?
Mike Pence.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can understand why they don't feel a little... I mean, come on!
Either that or zero. can you imagine feeling unsafe because the vice president of the United States is going
and
to
can
speak
you imagine
and
being
former governor too
so stupid
imagine right. being right. taken seriously
Yeah, that's I guess the, yeah. It's not
that's
crazy.
The problem.
It's the same thing you say with Facebook. There's 1.5 billion people. Somebody's going to do something terrible on Facebook Live, no matter what you do. So there's always going to be somebody who's complaining about the former governor of your state and current vice president of the United States coming to speak at your university. There's always going to be somebody complaining about that. However, before, it was just some nut job that no one took seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, these are respected comments. This is a feeling that is taken into account in decision-making.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
And that's what leads to somebody saying, you know what, I've had a bad year. And it's their fault, and it's the way my mom raised me, and then she didn't listen, and my girlfriend made me gamble, and she made me lose everything. That's what you get. I didn't have a safe space. All he was looking for was a safe space.
And maybe a participation trophy.
Or two.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
There's a lot to talk about on North Korea. We're getting into some pretty serious stuff. And Hawaii is stockpiling food, et cetera, for the very first time in decades. We'll get into that. Mike Pence is warning, saying the era of strategic patience is over. He's over in South Korea right now. And the nuclear missile test was a failure, but we want to explain one of the theories on why it was a failure. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have a couple of minutes here. Let me go to Jamie in Florida. Hello, Jamie. Hello, Jamie. Jamie, are you there? Last time. All right, let me go to Brian in Georgia. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Well, I was going to say that, first off, I'm Catholic, so I can't believe they wouldn't let him speak at a Catholic school, Mike Pence. But when I was in Iraq, we actually had Joe Biden come there, and that was the first time anybody from Obama's administration had, you know, visited that country at all. So I actually took a picture with him and had it, and not because I like Joe Biden. I can't stand the guy. But because he was the vice president of the United States of America, the second in my chain of command.
Right. Yep. Right.
And I remember I shared it on Facebook, and I was like, look, I got a picture with the vice president, not Joe Biden.
So you didn't protest the fact that he was there. You didn't yell and scream and say that you felt unsafe because he was there.
No, I do. Okay. I do remember later we went outside the gates with some of the Taliban members and fired rifles into the air.
Right. Okay, good. Great. Brian, thanks. And thanks so much for your service, sir. You know, it's amazing to me how this whole idea of safe space is so wrongheaded.
Oh, it's killing us.
It's killing us. And especially in institutions of higher learning.
Yep.
That should not be a safe space for the students. At least when it comes to thinking.
Isn't that where they're supposed to be prepared for life?
To
get a job, and to be able to deal
with
things?
Beyond that, you're supposed to be pushed up against the wall in your thinking.
Right.
You're supposed to be challenged every step of the way. They're crippling themselves.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Hey. Who's paid their taxes yet and feels charitable?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I pay mine tomorrow.
Do. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel charitable.
Oh.
I gave so much money to, of my own free will to Uncle Sam because he's hurting.
Well,
right
he's, and he's good with the money. You know,
and
he's going to do something
so good
with
the money. Yeah. And he just didn't have enough.
He wants to help people.
Just didn't
That's
have
right.
enough. He does.
Yeah.
He does.
I could have taken that money, a vast sum of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have done all kinds of things with
that. Yeah, but you wouldn't want to.
I could have hired.
You wouldn't want
I could have hired new people instead of giving charity. I could have created jobs.
Yeah, but look what Uncle Sam did with it.
Thank you.
He made turtle tunnels. Okay.
Right.
So now turtles are safe. By the way, don't just throw it out there.
Right.
Turtles are safe
because
crossing that road.
I could have actually taken care of people. We could have given that money to charity that 100% of those donated dollars could have gone to the cause.
So you want to create people tunnels? Why would you want to do that? I mean, the people can just...
That's so weird.
Turtles are much slower. They're hard
and you don't care about the turtles?
Roads.
Why do you hate turtles?
At glenbeck.com, there is the new tax day quiz. See how many you can get. Founders thought income tax should only be imposed for what? Wait, only one person gets to answer. Pick your person to answer. I'd pick Pat.
Sure.
For what? The common defense.
To provide for the common defense, pay down the national debt, provide for the common defense, or both?
Both.
Neither. I mean, they didn't improve income tax at all.
They just said common defense.
Provide for the common defense.
No, it was wrong.
It didn't say to pay down the debt.
No, it was wrong.
What was wrong?
Your answer.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
They needed a constitutional amendment to get the income tax paid, passed. They didn't.
Yeah, they didn't have an income tax. Right. They didn't have an income
tax. Oh, it's a trick question. They did. It's true. That is true.
They needed a constitutional amendment.
You tricked me.
You're the one that picked them.
You tricked me.
You picked back the answer.
Wait, Congress. You know what the problem is? This is being broadcast somewhere on Facebook. It's Facebook's fault we got that wrong.
Congress eliminated income tax after each of these wars, except the War of 1812, World War I, the Civil War.
What's the question again?
Ooh. Congress eliminated income tax after each of these wars, except War of 1812, World War I. Civil War. Come on. You know this.
Civil War.
No.
War of 1812.
No. World War One.
That was the one was World War
One. Because Pat was giving me signals and he's one. I'm like, so the first answer?
Right.
He did it right after the last one. So I'm like, oh, he means that one.
He means that one.
Then I said that one. Then he said, no, one. I'm like, oh, the first answer.
You were supposed to answer.
Oh, yeah. No.
And he was given signs like again, that was the right answer.
That's Facebook's fault.
Facebook.
Next question. This is Jeffy's question.
Oh, God.
All right. Here you go.
I can tell you right now the answer is spoons.
The highest income tax rate ever paid by Americans. Was it?
Why does he get the easy one?
94%, 77%, 88%.
Well, highest I've ever paid is 18. 18%. What was the answers?
94, 77, 88.
Yeah, it was 94, right?
We just 94 is exactly right.
Can you imagine paying 94% income tax?
No, but it's only in the United States of America. Let's be fair. It was only 94% over everything made over 200,000.
Which is about, that's interesting.
It was a lot of money then, but still.
Yeah.
Come on.
The 94 income tax, that lasted through the 1970s.
Well, it was
really?
Dropped a couple times in between.
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge, for instance.
No, from World War II to Ronald Reagan.
Didn't Kennedy lower it a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I think he changed.
He may have changed.
I think Kennedy lowered it and Johnson raised it.
Yeah, maybe he changed it to 88.
Yeah, it fluctuated back and forth, but it wasn't until Reagan that it went from 70-something to 25.
What year did the Supreme Court rule the tax was unconstitutional? Pat, 1913, 1895, never.
What was that?
When did the Supreme Court rule the income tax unconstitutional? 1913, 1895, or never?
Wow. I'm going to say 1895.
1895 is exactly right, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't worry about that. It's settled law.
It's settled law. Why would you go back and settle? I mean, it's already been decided.
Settled law.
Under which president were income tax at their highest? Woodrow Wilson. Stu, this is yours. Harry Truman or FDR?
FDR.
FDR, I think, is exactly right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffy, here we go. Which constitutional amendment made taxes permanent? The 14th, the 16th, or the 18th? Come on.
Oh, it's the 18th.
Oh my gosh. I know what it is.
It's always 18.
You can't ask him a question with a number 18 in it and expect him to say something different. 16th
Amendment, yes. I think this might be the last. No, there's three more. Which party includes a graduated income tax in their platform? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or the Communist Party?
All of the above, Glenn.
No, it's not a question.
I'm going to say Republican
Thank
Party.
Thank you.
graduated income tax.
That's a hard one, but I would say
a graduated progressive income tax Republican in their party platform.
All three of them.
Nope.
Oh, in the party
Republican party platform.
Yes.
Republican Party?
They all propose it.
No.
So.
No. Oh, it's Democrats then.
No.
So communists then.
Only the communists. It's the second plank of the
right,
communist
Pat.
Manifesto. It is the thing of that. The income tax that we now have is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Amazing.
In 1913, income tax advocates promised the rate would never rise above 7%. Mm-hmm. How long did it take to get to 67%? More than 15 years, about 10 years, less than 5 years.
Less than 5 years.
That was Pat's question.
Oh, it was?
He would have said that.
No,
he said
it was less than 5 years.
Less than 5 years, exactly right. Which president passed the Tax Reform Act, significantly lowering the taxes for the first time in decades? The Tax Reform Act. Was it Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge, or Ronald Reagan?
Calvin Coolidge.
It's a Stu's turn.
Okay, so give me one more time.
Yeah, see, you're smart. Which president passed the Tax Reform Act, significantly lowering the taxes for the first time in decades?
Probably your clue.
It's got to be Reagan.
It was Reagan. It was exactly Reagan.
And that's only because decades.
Yes.
Coolidge did a huge cut, but
but it wouldn't have been decades since then.
He's going to answer spoons. Read my lips. No news taxes. Who said it? Bill Clinton, George H.W., or George W.?
George Bush.
Which one?
H.
George
yes.
H.W.
Yeah, the old man.
Yes, exactly right.
The old man.
Your results were 90%. 90% got one
nice.
Wrong.
Nice.
Got one wrong.
Yeah, that's... you look at the tax rate, because I think you said, what, it was 94% was a high.
94 is the high.
It was above 70 until Reagan.
So there's... let me go to the front page. There is... okay, the infographic, History of American Income Tax in America. This is a fascinating infographic. Okay, so the founding era has 0%. Congress imposes its first sales tax to fund the war. Congress ends internal taxation in 1817, funding the government with just tariffs on goods.
Yeah, but in Civil War time, they
Civil
instituted
War
an income tax.
But listen to this. Civil War, Congress imposes the first income tax in the Civil War, along with a sales tax and an inheritance tax.
Mm-hmm.
In 1862, it was 5%. In 64, it was 10%. In 67, it was 5%. In 70, it was 2.5%.
Then they got rid of it.
And then they eliminated it.
Can you believe that? Congress actually eliminated the income tax they had for almost 10 years.
Yes.
And they stopped it. I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore.
In 1894, income tax revived with the Wilson Tariff Act. In 1894, 2% income tax. In 1895, the Supreme Court rules it unconstitutional. There are no progressives on the court. They're still strict constitutionalists. So they changed that. Congress, World War I, Congress passes the 16th Amendment, making income tax permanent. Advocates promise it will never rise above 7%. So 1913 is 7%. 1916, it's 15%. 1917, it's 67%.
Jeez.
1918, it's 77%.
Amazing.
1919, it's 73%. The Roaring Twenties, Calvin Coolidge comes in.
I mean, it shows the power of war too quickly. I mean, it's you know, to imagine trying
you'll
to make
agree
it
to almost anything.
Look, I know it's 15% now, but we need it to be 67% next year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine making that argument?
No. It's war.
It's war.
So in 1922, the tax was 22%. 1924, it was 46%. Then Calvin Coolidge gets in 1925 and it cuts it to 25%. 1932, the Great Depression, FDR comes in, takes it from 25 to 63. 4 years later, it's at 79%. We enter war and it's 81%. 1942, it's 88%. In 1943, Income Tax Act passes Congress, and that's when you get the withholding. And lo and behold, the next year it goes up to 94%.
I mean, it's so immoral. Right. You can't even express how awful that is.
1951, 91%. 52, 92%. 54, 91%. Civil rights era, 1964, 77%. 65, 70%. Reagan cuts it in 1982. He cuts it to 50%. 1983 cuts it to 50%.
If you made $1 million, you took home 60,000.
No.
Right?
No, you take 260.
No, and it's also 94 graduated rates.
Would be 940,000.
Yes, however, you don't get taxed from dollar one. You get taxed above a high margin.
Above probably 200,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be that much, but it would still be.
Once you make $200,000 in that system, there's no point in earning any more money. You might as well go on vacation for the rest of the year.
Reagan gets it down to 28% income tax. George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes, gets it from 28 to 31. Then it's at 39.1 until 2003. We lower it to 35, and we're back up to 39.6. 40% income tax.
Well, and over that, because of the Obamacare tax, which puts it at like 43.8% or something.
Yeah, that's right. 44.8, I think it is. But so listen to this. This top income tax bracket, this is 1913 compared to 2015. It was 7%, as you point out, in 1913. Yes. Now it's 39.6%. However, the top tax bracket today, it kicks in around $500,000. The top tax bracket in 1913 kicked in at $11.8 million.
Wow.
So you didn't get to 7% income tax until you were making $12 million in today's in today's money. So that is adjusted for inflation.
Yeah.
But still, that is a big difference.
Wow.
And they had the family standard deduction in 1913 was $95,000. Today it's $12,000. Mm. So they're letting you deduct a lot less as far as inflation adjusted dollars.
And think of this. In Russia, the tax rate is 13%.
The first thing, remember,
13% for everybody.
That's why one of those questions in the poll at glenbeck.com is so important. Which party has it? Only the Communist Party. It's the second platform. Mm-hmm. It's the second plank in the platform of the Communist Manifesto.
And yet, look, the communists or the former communists aren't even using it.
Because they took it. They took it out of the country and reduced it to 13% the minute the wall fell. Mm-hmm. They started looking at everything and saying, what can we do better? They raised the government's income by 28% by taking it down from like a 90% income tax rate.
They simplified.
To simplify, now everybody pays 13 cents on every dollar. No graduated, just you make a dollar, 13 cents goes to the government, period. And the government takes in 28% more.
It just works.
It does. And it's right.
Glenn Beck program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury.
The Glenn Beck program.
President Trump has asked private designers to come up with an idea for the border wall. A group of designers, 14 planners, architects, and engineers, have come up with something very unique. We'll talk about that coming up in just a minute. Also, the latest on North Korea and what happened this weekend. Things are still a little sketchy, but the government is moving on something we've begged them to move on for a long time, which tells me they are taking this threat from North Korea extraordinarily serious. We'll get to that when we come back.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
Thank you.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So there's a couple of things that are both good and bad. Let's start with the good. When it comes to the border, immigration arrests spike under President Trump. But more importantly, do you remember when, you know, we were giving toys out at the border? And I said, the reason why we're doing this is because they're here. And honestly, gang, they're here at our invitation. Remember that? And it was,
they're not being invited.
Yes, they are. Our government, through its policies and speeches, they are inviting. And I said, put yourself in the shoes of somebody in South America who has a really bad life and they want their kids to have a better chance. And you heard the president and our government saying the things that we're saying. Would you not try anything to get your kids across the border? To me, the answer was yes. All we've changed is our rhetoric and that we're going to enforce the laws. Pat, the border station where there's it's like a rest stop on the way across the American border.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have 300 to 700 people there a night. Average is what, 300 people?
But this time of year, when it's mild, it's about 300 people a night.
About 300 people a night. How many people were there last week?
Seven.
And that only comes from the rhetoric. That should tell you an awful lot about the people of South America and Mexico. When we're saying, hey, we're going to enforce our law, they respect our law. But generally, when we say we're not enforcing our law, of course they're coming here.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Trump wanted a border wall design. He's asking the private citizens, private companies to design it. A group of designers, of course, in California came up with another design for the border. It's actually, they're serious about it. I think it's hysterical. We'll get to that in a second. Also, we need to tell you the good news and the bad news on North Korea. We begin there right now.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right. We just got the video from North Korea. And do we have the picture of Kim Jong-il?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. Apparently, this is a picture of Kim Jong-un launching the missile. Can't be real. It looks real, but he's sitting like behind the Casablanca piano.
That can't be.
He's got a roller ball for his mouse.
But you know what? They can't get any electronics.
Come on.
This might be real.
It's possible, but I doubt it.
I doubt it too.
I doubt it.
I bet it is. I bet that's real.
You think that's their actual equipment? Actual equipment.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, China's got a lot better equipment. You know, they're sharing with them.
Well,
right?
Okay. So here's the thing. This is coming out.
They're hand-me-downs.
They're not hand-me-downs. When we picked up some of the debris of one of their missile launches, and we found lots of pieces that are Chinese. So they're either buying it on the black market, new stuff, or the Chinese government is helping them.
Well, they're allies. I'm sure they're helping them.
And also, remember last week we said, oh, they turned a ship around, you know, for coal. And we thought that was a really big deal. Yeah.
Oh, no?
The shipping of coal is through the roof.
Yeah. Overall, the imports are up.
Really?
Yeah. However, there was this one thing that it was tying it to.
Right. So everybody thought, okay, the Chinese are cooperating.
We're not sure yet. Yeah. We're not sure yet. Uh-huh. So the Chinese were out on whether or not the Chinese are helping or hurting on that. We know that Russia still has their equipment on the border today. I have not heard an update on whether the Chinese have their troops on the border. Mike Pence, who had to be thinking on Friday, you're sending me to Seoul. Well, thanks a lot, Don. I mean, you know, because I think Donald Trump and Mike Pence seem to get along and like each other, or at least, you know, respect each other. They have a good working relationship. Uh-huh. But wouldn't that throw you into question if you were like, send Bannon, man. Don't send me. Why aren't you sending Bannon?
I'm sure Pence volunteered for that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
You know, he believes in it.
But it's a really strong signal to send the vice president to Seoul, which could be demolished, we know, in 2 hours or two mm-hmm. minutes if they decide to launch a nuke.
And he went to the DMZ as well.
Yes. And said, don't screw with us. It was kind of interesting that this weekend, you know, we had pictures of Donald Trump launching missiles, and they had pictures of Kim Jong-un cutting the ribbon at the apartment complex. And I'm like, wait, which one is the dictator and which one's the real estate developer? No, it's supposed to be the other way around. Uh-huh. They did launch. We have video. If you happen to be watching online, here's the video. This is from the Chinese news agency. This is in slow motion. This is the actual launch of Saturday's missile, and we'll explain what happened or what we think happened in a second. Looks like a good launch up until about...
Oh, golly, it's moving slowly.
Yeah, it's a slow motion.
That wasn't part of the
launch.
There
you start to see it go, uh-oh.
Beginning to list a little bit.
We have Keith Jackson on.
Lean to the left, lean to the right. Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
Here it's listing quite badly. Now it seems to be correcting, and now it's going straight... And not so much.
Leaning right.
Starting to point sideways now. Oh, golly.
Oh, golly.
Now if you were launching, you're like, okay, it's not coming back towards us, is it? Now it's fully sideways. And now starting to point down. Now watch what happens. Now it's coming right back towards them. And somebody's got to be screaming... Blow it up, and
do they still have the ball?
Here it starts to disintegrate.
Oh my.
Look at that. It just disintegrates.
Oh, Nelly! Fumble the football! At the 45-yard line, the dogs have it! Hold everything!
Look at that. Comes down and just blows up.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, not good at all.
That's not good.
Okay, so now here's what we think happened. There's two stories. One, they rushed it, and they weren't ready, but Kim Jong-un said, no, it has to happen today.
We have to make a statement.
They had to do something because they weren't going to do the nuclear test because that was too provocative, and we actually told them we will strike you if you test.
That was the reporting,
right?
At least,
yeah. At least that's denied, what
we don't know.
So maybe they didn't want to be that provocative, but they wanted to do something.
Right. So, and this is a missile that they already have launched before. So it should have gone well because they've launched this missile several times and there wasn't a problem with it. Now, you know, we had astronauts blow up on the landing or the launch pad as well.
And we don't know if he used the same Toys R Us piano or not to launch those.
Exactly right. So now here's what speculation is today that insiders are now saying. And I don't believe, because the one thing about Donald Trump is he's not telling anyone our plans. The one thing I do like about Donald Trump is he understands. Shut up. When it comes to our defense, shut the hell up. And so it's not coming from us, but speculation is that we use the same kind of computer virus that we used in Iran and that we caused that.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, it is.
That we can do that.
Yes, it is.
Kind of cool.
And it isn't. And here's why. Two things happened over the weekend. Remember, what did Russia say after we put the virus and it came out that we were the ones that put the virus in Iran and that stopped all their centrifuges?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
He said at the time, the next war will be fought with ones and zeros. It will not be, it's not going to be fought.
This is what Russia said?
This is what Russia said. It's not going to be fought with missiles. The next one will be fought with ones and zeros. Shortly after that, he came out and said, World War III is already underway. People just don't realize it yet. Mm. Now, he said that about 2 years ago. And so what happened about 2 years ago? He started ramping up all of these hackers. And so we're being fought with ones and zeros. And he said at the time that we gave the world permission to now fight this way. So when we did it now, if we did it a second time, we're emboldening the world to fight with ones and zeros, which is very bad for us. We lose that war. Russians are used to not having anything in their supermarket. Russians are used to being cold in the winter. Chinese, you turn off their grid, not that many. I mean, those in Hong Kong, et cetera, but the mass does not die. You shut off our electricity and our grid, and 90% of us die in the first year alone. Remember, because of our medication, you shut down medicine. How many of us are alive today that shouldn't be alive because of blood pressure medication, because of diabetes medication? They die elsewhere.
Yeah.
Here they don't die. So 90% of us will be dead in the first year. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because the United States did two things on Friday. The Pentagon announced two things. One, and how long have we been asking for this? We started asking for this under George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And nobody would pay attention to it.
Because we were told, and it was a ridiculously low number.
$2 billion.
Relatively speaking.
$2 billion.
$2 billion to protect our infrastructure from an EMP.
So to protect our infrastructure from an EMP.
Even if it's $20 billion or $200 billion, you do it.
You do it.
Right?
So it was like $2 billion. Now, this is when we first started talking about it, so I don't know what it is now. But the number we heard was $2 billion to protect the power grid from an EMP.
It's not that difficult, really.
Correct. All you have to do is put Faraday cages around the important structures that doesn't let an electronic pulse hit. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about electronic pulse, just think of Ocean's 11, except the power never comes back on. It fries all computer chips.
Yeah, it's not directed at just one casino. It's the whole country. And it's permanent.
Right. And so it takes about 3 nuclear missiles. You have to hit them at the right altitude, but you don't worry about the radiation. They're not trying to explode a missile on the ground. They're trying to explode it up. I can't remember what the altitude is, but you would look up one day and you'll see a giant explosion way above you, and you're not going to be burned up in the fire. You don't have to worry about any of that. If you ever see that happen, don't go to the television, turn it on, or radio to listen to what happened, because anything with a silicon chip in it is gone forever. So take 3 of them placed strategically over the United States to knock out all of the United States, parts of Canada, and parts of Mexico. Kills 90%. Friday, the United States announced that we are now going to protect our critical infrastructure and our power grid against an EMP, but also cyber attack. Those are both things we should have done 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
It's good, but it makes me say we know that we are now engaged in World War III. We understand now, and we're not telling the American people what Putin said is true.
We should also point out that one of the recent ways we're preparing for an EMP is by storing fat cells.
Not just the fat cells, the fat itself.
Right. And so what you do is while things are fine, if you take in more calories than you burn, those calories will be stored on your body. And that's why we're doing this.
My doctor said I'm set till 2034.
2034, right?
Really? Yeah, my doctor said I might live forever.
2034. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I can do 2034 standing on my hands.
I can work out every day to 2034 and still be just feasting on myself.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
manhunt is widening for that Facebook murder suspect. I feel bad for Facebook. He's not the Facebook murderer. He's the Cleveland, Ohio murderer.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Glenn, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Hey, I used to live about 5 miles from a nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania, which will remain unnamed, but I went to a hearing that they had at the plant site that they have periodically. And my concern that I addressed to them, which they acknowledged was true, was diesel fuel. Every plant has backup generators that run on diesel fuel. And when they run out, and there is a limited amount at each plant, when they run out, the plants will melt down because there isn't power to run the circulating pumps to keep the cores cool. And it takes years to cool a core to keep it from reigniting.
So, but that's all you need, though, is years of diesel fuel in a world gone mad, in a world that won't have a electric grid. You just need years of diesel fuel. So what's what are you saying? What are you implying?
Well, what I'm saying is because, yeah, I'm saying that every plant will go critical about 2 days after it runs out of diesel fuel to run the circulating pumps. That's it.
I don't think people have any idea,
man, oh man,
what the electric grid going down does to the United States. I mean, honestly, thank God it's resilient. Thank God that people haven't really either thought of this or been able to pull this off.
I hope we're farther along at
thwarting it,
at stopping it,
yeah,
than just starting now. Because we're talking about it, right?
Right.
We just said we love Donald Trump because he doesn't talk about military stuff. Now we're talking about it. It's like saying, hey, come and try to get
But everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. If you've tried to do ill or want to do ill to the United States, if you want to knock us out, you knock out our power grill, your power grid. You confuse our language of ones and zeros.
And our security has been really good around our power grids. Seriously, in the country. I mean, there's been some test runs, right? We've talked about a few of those, but
but overall, nothing has come through. So far, nothing has come through, and that's really good. So, Mike, what did they say to you when you were at that meeting?
They acknowledged the problem, and my solution to the problem was that there was an old coal-fired plant about 10 miles up the road, and I said, you guys need to make a connection between that plant and the nuclear plant so that if the generators are about to run out, you can continue to run this thing on coal. Well, they had switched it over to natural gas, and they had destroyed all of the coal equipment that they couldn't run it on coal anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, coal is dirty.
And bad.
You don't want to run the generators on coal, you might mess up the environment.
I mean, what's
sure,
worse?
There could be a nuclear meltdown, but you don't want to mess up the environment.
Right. We all know that global warming is the greatest challenge
greatest
we face.
Greatest threat we face. You
right
bet.
Now.
You bet.
Not North Korea or Iran.
Please give me a break. Or Russia.
Russia.
Or China.
Yeah.
The 50s called. They want their policy back.
Right.
That nailed them there. That nailed them there.
Yeah. Oh, man. We're going to laugh. Till we all die.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. This is
the Glenn Beck Program.
Ossoff, a guy who is running in Georgia, they've spent $8 million to get this congressman elected. We'll give you the story here in a little while. Samuel L. Jackson is stumping for him.
$8 million in a congressional race?
$8 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. What's even more crazy, have you heard who they're thinking about running for 2020?
Yeah, the big one they're talking about?
Wait. This is too good just to release right now.
Yeah, okay.
We'll tell you about that at the top of the hour, because if this is what they got, say hello to an eight-year term for President Trump.
No kidding. That's for
even
sure.
If things are horrible, say hello to 8 years of President Trump.
Plus, with allies for Trump like Alex Jones, how can he lose? How can he lose? Little problem, apparently, for Alex, our favorite nut job. Texas jury will decide if Alex Jones's on-air persona makes him unfit to have custody of his three children with ex-wife Kelly Jones. She says unfit, and she's like, look at him. Listen to his show. Watch him.
Now, can I tell you something? Seriously,
when you watch him and he goes off and he goes into a rage and he tears off his shirt, I don't think that, I think that's real. I think he is, you're watching
nuts.
A meltdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, his attorney, Randall Wilhite, says he's playing a character.
Yeah. And the important part there is, his attorney.
His
says
attorney
it.
Is saying he's playing a character.
So this is not the accusation from the wife's attorney.
Right.
This is Alex Jones's attorney who is saying, no, I'm not really crazy like I am on InfoWars. That's just a BS character.
Okay, so if it's he ex-wife. Testifies, if he testifies to that, he's in trouble.
I would
he's
think
not in trouble
so.
With it.
But he's
attorney.
Not in trouble. He's not in trouble with it now. Everybody who likes Alex Jones will just say
he has to do that.
He has to do that to say, yeah, his ex-wife. His ex-wife is being unfair, and so he's just saying that.
So he's just lying to a court.
Yeah.
Let's get clear. His defense is he's just lying to the court.
Yeah. Yes. The same as the defense that everybody accepted with Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Everybody will accept that. Everybody will accept that.
Well, I will not.
How does
everybody?
I didn't accept it under Bill Clinton, and I wouldn't accept it now, but that's what
I also don't believe it's an act.
Yeah, I actually think he is.
He compares it to Alec Baldwin playing a part on television.
No way.
That's what he's doing. There's no way.
No.
I think Alex Jones believes all this stuff
he
to his core.
He actually compared it? He went on?
Yeah. The lawyer is saying.
No, that, I think he described it as an actor. He did have an actor situation, but this is the Alec Baldwin thing comes from his wife's attorney, who says he is not a stable person. She said of the man whom her 14-year-old son, 9 and 12-year-old daughters have lived since their 2015 divorce. He says he wants to break Alec Baldwin's neck. He wants J-Lo to get raped. I'm concerned that he is engaged in felonious behavior, threatening a member of Congress, she said, referring to recent comments about Adam Schiff, the California Democrat. He broadcasts from home. The children are there watching him broadcast.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. Will Height, his attorney, his comments were that his on-air InfoWars persona would be like judging Jack Nicholson in a custody dispute based on his performance as the Joker in Batman. He's playing a character.
Oh, my
He's
gosh.
A performance artist. If that's true, how does he have a career? And if it's not true, how does he have a career?
And I get right, exactly.
Because America has gone insane.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I get if you're dedicated to an Alex Jones, nothing wins you over, right? Like,
no,
I mean, people are like, oh, someone tweeted me earlier today, like, oh, this really makes him jump the shark. Oh, the 9/11 conspiracy theory didn't do that for you? Like, literally, the guy has built his career on moments that would make everyone else jump the shark.
Not only that.
I mean, the whole Sandy Hook, those children were actors.
Yeah.
I mean, and that didn't make you, if that didn't make
that's
you
That's despicable.
Say,
if you're pretending, I mean, it's bad enough to believe it. If you're doing it for an on-air character, hurting these people, that's even worse.
I mean, look at the recent Pizzagate thing. This is the type of thing that would get him in trouble, too, because he's now going to court and saying, I'm a character, I'm a performance artist. At the same time, he's on the air saying, well, I apologize, I didn't know, I swear we were just reporting these facts about Pizzagate, which is going to get him sued too, and they'll likely use this against him.
How disappointed would you be if this were all an act?
And to feel what the children are feeling.
This feels too real.
God
it's too
Almighty.
Real.
This is real.
Don't, folks, we gotta get good people to stand up against these people.
The fact that Pat has every bit of this memorized,
I can harmonize it with it.
That's so good.
I probably shouldn't even have done this radio show today.
Already did.
Because I have this disgusted cover for how I just hate the globalists, but it's more
globalists,
than that.
Globalists.
And I just get flippant and angry, but it's because deep down, folks, I can see what they're doing, and we have a responsibility to stop these globalists.
Globalists.
Where are the men in this
Where
country?
Are
Where
men?
Are the men in this world? What the hell have we become?
Where are the men?
We just offer our children up to the system with the fluoride and the water and the GMO hurting them. Crazy. And we let fat perverts grab them at the airport to train them for the pedophile government. And we've just got such a sick society.
Oh, my gosh. He's right on that one last line.
Yeah.
We have such sick a sick society. Society.
That's
sick
what
society.
Makes a conspiracy good, though, right?
A sick society?
No, that one little bit of it is true. Just that little piece.
Oh, one last line where
that one little piece of it is true. Yeah, the rest of it is all right.
Well, the part of that is the part that's real is the patting down at the airport.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're patting down the airport, and I believe we are training. Not that
not
we're
for the pedophile.
No, no. We're training. Part of we're that. Being trained, and I don't think that anybody is doing it like let's train people. But we are being trained to be docile.
Yeah.
To do.
Yes, anything. I think that's
I don't think it's a plan, but we are. That is the result of it. We're being trained to be docile to a government.
Now, plus, where are the men? Where are the men? Right. You know, the hard abs and the glistening chests. Where are the men? Have they all been killed by fluoride and toothpaste?
I believe he sells non-fluoride toothpaste.
Yes, he does.
Of
course
well,
he does.
I saw that his wife is demanding $40,000 a month.
She's already getting
alimony.
She's getting that already. She's getting that?
$43,000 a month.
So what is she, wait, wow. What is she asking for then?
And the,
she'll want more.
No,
if
no, she's not
kids,
asking
right?
for more. She wants the kids. She does not currently have the kids. $43,000 a month.
She,
and
wait.
Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
Where have you ever seen a case where a woman does not get the kids? The kids go to dad?
Yeah.
That's saying something
unusual.
About her.
Really unusual.
That's really unusual.
That's a good point.
The woman is attorney is arguing this is a wonderful mother who had her kids turned against her by him.
Well, she probably didn't believe in the government training children for the pedophile, pedophiles
that's
or
true.
Whatever it
pedophile
is.
Pedophile government?
Yeah.
How old are the kids?
12, like 9, and I don't know, I think there's three of them, right? 14, 12, 9, yeah. Something like that. The Jones argument is the Alex Jones argument is the crux of his wife's problem is that she has gone through one set of lawyers after another and some $3.5 million since her divorce settlement, much of it pursuing fruitless motion after motion that actually cost her access to her children each step of the way. And she already receives $43,000 a month from her ex-husband. This guy's built quite the little business there.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, it's kind of interesting to see. Because
say what you will, he's selling some of those supplements, right?
Right. And it, this
is why he always says, I just had some jalapenos.
Yeah, right.
I need one of my supplements now because I'm sweating like a pig.
Does he sell jalapenos?
No, he
I don't know.
I think in one of his commercial breaks recently, he was sweating profusely.
Yeah,
and he blamed he that to, on his
on his jalapenos.
Eating jalapenos.
Yeah, it's probably not the stuff that he's, the tree bark probably. That he's selling his vitamins.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But I mean, you know, obviously he was an early guy in the digital sort of world where, because, you know, obviously no one would put him on.
Right. Know, and nobody would buy commercials. So he said.
So he bought his own. So he sells his own, you know, shady supplements and he kind of has his own little broadcasting empire with YouTube and stuff like that. And he makes some money doing that. I mean, especially when you're
obviously
saying things
makes
that
a lot of money.
Are sort of out there, right? Like where you can't get.
What? Are you saying that this is out there?
Well, I not this.
I was told by a genetic engineer
about
a project they were on in England once, and I never told the story on air because it's so fantastical.
Wow. Fantastical.
Oh, God. They had in tanks people with gills, and they're little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo, and it wants out, and you feel for it.
Yeah.
They got humanoids crossed with fish and stuff. I mean...
See, I gotta believe. I will tell you that this does make me say it's performance art.
Oh right. Yeah,
and he I mean,
because
that's what
come
he
on.
I know it's
come on.
Pretty out there.
So
pretty out there.
Just a couple weeks ago, I actually Wonderful World of Stew debuts for this Friday. I believe is it this Friday? Yeah, this Friday.
Gets another season.
I guess somehow has another season on this network.
That's a huge oversight on the part of management.
Exactly. They just keep forgetting. I think it goes away and they forget about it, and then all of a sudden, hey, I got new episodes, got to put them on. So it's coming up on Friday night, and they have I think it's the second episode. I did a monologue about how Alex Jones is just a performance artist. This is weeks ago, before the story broke. And that is exactly what it's about. And there's a lengthy case, and I, at the end of it, I actually believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I actually...
See, but I have to tell you,
this
remember,
is all an act?
But
he doesn't believe any of it?
Wait a minute. That's what everybody used to say about me on the left.
Right. I know. And that's why I went into it skeptical, Glenn.
I believe...
That's why I went into it skeptical, right. Just like the fish people. At first, I didn't believe it.
Right.
And now, obviously, with the evidence you just heard about... Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people in gills scratching... You ever feel for a turtle out of zoo? Personally, I never have. But Alex has... Now, when I look at a turtle in the zoo, I'm like, well, that's actually a much better place than this, I don't know, this road I'm standing in. Probably do much worse out here. But he feels for them. But there's a long, lengthy theory that it's more than just him being a performance artist. It's that he's actually not the person he says he is.
What does that mean?
Watch episode 2, Wonderful World of Stew. I'll lay the case out for you.
I know where that's
photographic going. Evidence.
I know where
with
that's going.
Audio evidence.
Wow.
With all sorts of connections, more than anything you've ever heard from an Alex Jones theory, that's for sure.
Do you talk about this?
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Well, that's true. I don't either. I'll be honest.
Who that's does? The government. That's
Keep the frog's sexuality, the way it is.
That's the government that's dumping those to make gay frogs, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Who else?
Well, it's not anymore. Not anymore.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Program.
I will be my choice. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Cause we have won.
Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK.
All right, so the video we showed from the Chinese agency, we just got correction on that. That is from a Russian launch, 2013.
Yeah.
Wow. So nobody got some problems.
Yeah. That's happening in Russia.
Wow.
We haven't had one of those happen in a long time. It was a private agency, I think, that had that happen.
Amazing. Well, you're going to have to find your North Korean impotence somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Back in a minute.
Program.
Mercury.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Boy, you thought United Airlines had a bad week. Last week, did you hear what happened in Houston on Saturday? Mm-hmm. They booted a couple off of the plane who were on their way to their wedding. All of the other people on the plane were also going to the wedding, and they said, sorry, you lost your seats, because they were sitting in the wrong seats. They said they had tried to upgrade themselves. United Airlines considers it you're trying to pull a fast one on the upgrade if you move from the 21st row to the 20th row, because the 20th row is upgraded coach class.
Oh my God.
Jeez. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We'll tell you about that story. Erdogan in Turkey has his new dictatorial powers. They gave it to him this weekend. The Pentagon says that they're ready to protect the electric grid from a massive EMP or cyber attack. But also getting involved in this is Hawaii. We'll give you that coming up in a second. More on the Facebook killer and the border wall with Donald Trump. We begin there right now.
Entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, can we just stop for a second and talk about the press and how
hypocritical they are?
It's unbelievable.
Just blind.
This is unbelievable.
No, just blind. They just don't even see the hypocrisy. That's the problem. If I would have a little bit of hope if they knew they were being hypocritical. But they just don't see it at all. Remember how they mocked us and called us all kinds of names for saying the president was taking vacations that were way too expensive, that they were spending all kinds of money on security because he wanted to go and do certain things, and that he played golf all the time.
This is Obama.
Right. This is Obama. They had they didn't have a problem with any of those things. He's the president of the United States. Oh, you people make me sick. Have you heard the latest on just the golf thing with President Trump?
Well, PolitiFact has launched a golf tracker.
A Trump golf tracker
to see how many times he's gone golfing. Now, remember,
how was the Obama golf tracker on Politico? How long did that last?
Didn't exist. Did not.
A total of 0 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did not exist. This is the thing, because remember, the Obama situation, when we were criticizing the golf of Obama, was largely because the media was so against the golf of Bush.
Yes.
Remember, the media was all over Bush for how much he golfed. And then Obama started
golfing.
He only
golfed during the first, like, 9 months and then stopped after 9/11.
Because of the war.
After Iraq.
Because of the war.
Maybe it was Iraq.
But it was, I remember it was because of the war, and he didn't want, you know.
Somebody said, one of the people said, don't you think it's a little inappropriate that you're out here golfing when people are dying?
And he said, yeah, I guess it is. And he stopped.
And he believed that.
He stopped.
I mean, as you see by his book, his paintings now of the soldiers, that guy took sending boys to war seriously. It bothered him. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody said, don't you think it, he was like, yeah, you're right, it is. And he stopped.
And he stopped golfing. So it was kind of a big day in conservative media circles the day Obama passed Bush in the amount of golf that he had played, because it was such a big deal. If you remember the trailer to Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, it was Bush golfing. It was like their central argument about him not caring.
And then
they ignored it for 8 years.
For eight years, they ignored it. Now, PolitiFact has launched a Trump golf tracker to see how many times. And, of course, so far, the Trump golf tracker, because Barack Obama did not play his first round of golf until April 26, 2009. So he went on to play 333 times in 8 years. So far,
333 times. How long does it take the average person to play 333 rounds of golf?
Well, I mean, what is it? It's 4 to 6 hours. I mean, what's your total?
6 hours, maybe. I don't know. Play golf. Anybody?
4 hours is about what.
Well,
I
Well, they got 333 rounds at 1,665 hours. So whatever that is, math on that.
1,665 hours of golf. Glenn is playing his iPad.
Sorry,
well, he actually bought an R2 unit. Blame your sister, right? Because your sister controls the volume of your iPad.
No. No, most people know not to text me while I'm on the show.
Well, maybe. Anyway. Point is, right now, Donald Trump on the golf tracker, Trump 14 times, Barack Obama 0. And of course, if it was 0-0, there would not be a golf tracker, right? This is up here now.
Oh my gosh! Why
can't you?
I don't know. I don't know how
the thing
to
turn across.
I don't know how to
the
do
volume.
It. Yeah, I got no. It didn't. Okay, got it. It's up.
Okay.
Power off is another option.
I have to have it because I use it to check the news when we go into the breaks.
In the breaks, you could turn the power on.
That takes too long to boot the damn thing up.
Anyway, 14-0. And they're going to keep this up. They will keep updating this thing until Donald Trump decides to stop playing golf. And then Barack Obama passes him. And then they'll be like, there's no point for this golf tracker anymore. Trump's not playing golf. It's not relevant to the American people. And they'll delete that it was ever on the site. It's so frustrating.
I just can't take the hypocrisy. And the absolute blindness. The blindness. You know, we would come so far as a nation if they would say, if somebody at PolitiFact would say, you know what? We realized that we mocked George Bush and made it into a big deal. And then we didn't do anything about Barack Obama. And that was wrong. You know, when the country is in trouble, should the president be playing golf? I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But here are the facts on all of the presidents playing golf. You decide. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But any time that they say anything about golf, all I think of is, where were you last time? Where were you on the body count last night, last time, about all the people that died during missions? Oh, that's right, you didn't care. Now suddenly you do again. Where were you on, you notice this Russian spy thing has completely quieted down? I am telling you, with each passing day, the reason why that's quieted down is because the Obama administration clearly was involved. You have what's her name from the National Security Council?
Susan Rice.
Mm-hmm. The minute she was involved, all of a sudden, media stopped talking about it.
Oh.
Hmm. Uh-oh. Whoop.
I had the story up on my Facebook from this past weekend. Yeah. Susan Rice's claim that Obama got Syria to verifiably, she's still saying this, verifiably get Syria to give up all 100% of their chemical weapons.
And it's okay, like, so wait.
Are you, hey, how press, can you still be saying this?
Hey, press, where are you now saying about Susan Rice, what you said about George W. Bush?
And I will give credit to the Washington Post, who was there, to give her four Pinocchios on that statement.
Good.
So at least there was one. But, I mean, it's been pretty rare. And you know, John Kerry was another one who said that they had given up 100% of their weapons. You know, I think their little wording thing is,
well, of their declared weapons.
Well, what was our problem was not that they told you they had chemical weapons they didn't give you. Because that would be really easy, right? Like,
right.
If I ask me how many chemical weapons, I'll give you all of them, Glenn. All of my declared chemical weapons you can have. Oh, I'm declaring I have none. Okay, they declared they had a very a limited capacity for chemical weapons, which no one believed. And of course, now they've given all of their declared weapons out away, but they continue to keep killing people with them somehow.
This is why the UN doesn't work. This is why we keep hearing about the UN. You know, from the conservative point of view, is, well, you're believing them? It's a rogue nation. They're not going to tell you the truth. We don't have a single nuclear plant buried in the desert. We just saw the ground rise about 5 feet. No.
Big gophers.
You never
under
saw
there.
The movie Holes? Hello?
Wait, you go to Holes? I was going to go to Caddyshack. You went to Holes?
Yeah,
who goes to Holes?
I did, and I'm sorry. I'm just not as cool as you, I guess.
Holes today. It was Breakfast Club last
week? Yeah, what is you? Were you watching a lot of odd movies? Yeah.
Interesting references.
Holes is not an odd movie. Holes is a movie you watch with your kids.
Shia LaBeouf is in Holes. That's a weird movie.
That's a weird movie. That's
Holes a weird movie. Is a great movie.
It for is your not kids, a great movie.
It is. For your kids, it's absolutely a great movie.
No.
Is there anybody with me on this? Nobody's with me on this. Not a single person in the room is with me.
Correct.
On this.
No. Oh, somebody will call, you know.
I saw Holes. I got married to Holes.
By the way, it's $67 million in theaters for Holes. Out of a Disney production. That's not exactly.
Didn't set the world on fire, did it?
No, it did not.
It's a good movie. I stand by for kids. It was a good movie. And it happened in Texas. Anyway.
You do know it was a movie. I mean, it's a documentary. It's not a documentary.
It is. It's a documentary film. It's about how bad the schools got here in Texas at one point.
No.
By the way, did you see Fate of the Furious?
Oh, incredible.
No, but what a weekend it had.
We're one of the few.
Record-breaking $532.5 million worldwide debut.
In America, it was what, just over $100
million? Yeah, $100.2 million, which is pretty nice, but $532.5 million. And this is the thing. We talked about this the other day about how China is becoming
global
this big
market.
Global market. Listen to this. Made $100 million here. Made $190 million in China.
Wow.
Jeez. We're going to lose. You're going to start seeing movies that are all made for markets not us.
We talked about that last week. We were already seeing them.
Yeah.
The Wall and
I hate this. I hate
Ghost
this.
In the Shell.
I refuse to have China's China's sloppy seconds.
Yes.
Not going to be at the China
terrible.
Plate.
No, I mean, there was that crappy Matt Damon movie, the crappy Scarlett Johansson movie that just came out. But I mean, so it was the biggest market was China, 190 million. The second biggest was us, 100.2 million. The third biggest was Mexico, 17.8 million. Wow. So this is there's a big gap here. You're going to wind up seeing a lot of movies targeted there. Why not? If you can take a movie that's obviously targeted to us and make $190 million in a weekend, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you just start going after them?
Had a cinema score of A. 58% male, 42% female. Audience was 50% under the age of 25. 41% Caucasian, 26% Hispanic, 19% African American.
What percentage was Asian? I need to
11.
Know. Okay, good.
11%.
Because I will not see
a movie. What about Pacific Islander?
Didn't have that one. Okay. Didn't have that one.
Then I don't want to hear about it. I don't even care.
That is.
If I don't know the Pacific Islander percentage.
And it's only because.
Attending the movie. I'm just not interested in it.
No, seriously. And it's only because the prejudice against Pacific Islanders.
No, I love them. I only go to movies that they like to see.
By the way, the international record before this was 316 million by Jurassic World. This brought in 432 million internationally.
It was who would have ever thought that, what's his name?
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel would be the guy who holds the record.
That would not have been my first guess.
I mean, no. If I said to you, hey, someday, Steven Spielberg, Vin Diesel, they face off, biggest grossing opening weekend in the world. Everyone says Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one says Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Spielberg didn't have.
How much is he worth? Look up how much is he worth? You know, for was it Groot? He played Groot, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's the.
He paid what one. 80 or he was paid $80 million for that or. $30 million. What was it? Some crazy just to say, I am Groot.
Yeah. Well, and
I'll do it for $150.
Right. Yes. And a lot of that's because he's got a gigantic social media following.
Social media.
So he can Facebook and say, here comes my movie.
Yeah, I think
movie.
That's where you got the 80 million figure. Yeah, he's got 80 million followers on Facebook, I think it is.
Yeah, how much was it? And how much is he worth?
Net worth, $160 million. I will tell you right now, the ridiculous stuff that's on the internet for net worth, you can never believe it.
Yeah.
But for celebrities. But still, that's the estimate. You can probably compare it against other estimates.
But you know what? You can kind of.
35
because
million.
He does it. Does he have his own company? Like, you can't compare that. They say, what, I have a, what's my net worth?
$6 zillion, apparently, according
right.
to this.
And they, mm-hmm. and so my net worth is, you know, based on how much the company makes. That's ridiculous. Vin Diesel is not. Vin Diesel is probably what he takes home. Is he running a big company?
You know, I don't know enough about Vin's portfolio, but this is saying he made $47 million in 2015. And again, this is before...
On what?
On that movie, probably,
that's
right?
Crazy.
I mean, that movie is really what he's doing. You know, it's the big... you could argue, outside of Star Wars, it's the biggest franchise there is.
Yeah.
It's eight movies, and these movies are setting records every
single
time.
We should have a marathon. We should do a marathon.
Oh, I can't get through eight of those. Are you kidding me? Eight of them?
How about we do four of the best?
Well, you got to start with Tokyo Drift, obviously, there.
Right.
And
you have to start with the first one, don't you?
No, you start with Tokyo Drift because Tokyo Drift was the movie about how cars slide sideways around corners, the whole movie. But in Tokyo, they
nothing
do it particularly
wrong.
Well in Tokyo.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Where cars, when they go around corners but you don't brake appropriately, will slide slightly to the left if you're going around a tight right corner and will slide slightly to the right if you're going on a tight left corner. And that is your movie. It's in Japan. Did I mention that?
Yes.
Okay, because that's important to know. It happened in Tokyo, and the cars were drifting. Depending on which way you were turning.
Not really sure if you're mocking this or really liked it.
I honestly thought that it was going to end. There was a time where there was a good chance they were going to end the series.
No, I thought there was a good chance that they were going to end after seeing the first one. I thought they're going to end this series.
Yes.
Then the second one came out, and I thought they've got to end this series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking they've got to end this series, but I don't think so.
It never ends. No.
Oh, it never ends.
I mean,
there's no way. So listen to the gross of these movies. So started off with Fast and the Furious, $220 million. Then to, I can't remember what order these went in. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Hold on, hold on. Breaking news. Jory, line one. Hello.
Oh, come on with
You're
this.
On the Glenn Beck program. Hello, line one. Please take, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Go ahead. Breaking news.
You know what? My family loves Holes.
Thank you very much. That's
See?
All we needed to hear. Just Thank you very much. That.
Where was he from? Like,
all right, so
Bemidji, Minnesota, where there's nothing else
we've
to do but watch Holes?
We've got to move on.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Amazing. I didn't see that one coming. Vin Diesel now has 101 million followers on his Facebook page. He's number three.
Yeah, Facebook has the top three. So the four, five, and six are the first people.
Yeah, the first real
so
people.
So it's Ronaldo, Shakira, and Vin Diesel.
Who would have seen Geraldo being number one? No,
well, is that whole towel picture in the mirror?
Him.
I think
that
probably... Or it could be somebody different.
I think it's somebody else. Yes, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Soccer player.
Yeah, love him. And the soccer thing that he does.
Yeah, so
and
well.
Does so well.
So well.
Yeah, it's riveting, especially on Facebook. So, back in a minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
So would you bring your kids to Fate of the Furious? It's PG-13.
No, I don't think my 5-year-old would grasp it because he hadn't seen the previous seven.
Would you take your 13-year-old?
It's probably right around there. It's PG-13 rated. I would say typically they certainly have ridiculous action scenes and violence and intensity. I don't think there's like nudity, maybe sexual situations.
Yeah, there's probably
but I don't think there's like nudity situations in them, typically.
There's sexual situations in everything now. Though. I mean, you watch anything.
I saw an Arby's commercial. It was a threesome, Arby's commercial. No, I'm only kidding. That didn't happen, but it could have happened.
It could have happened. I would have believed you.
Mm.
I mean,
ready to eat at Arby's if they're right. I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's in everything now. I mean, we watched The Flash, and
that's Jeffy's probably, movie, and that is absolutely about sex. I mean, it's
no, not the that one, the other one.
Oh, okay.
And it's probably one of the only things left on TV that dad and son can watch without having mom yell from the kitchen. What the hell are you watching? Without the hell part. Mm-hmm. What are you watching? Nothing. It's the flash. She did actually do that a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember what it was. Maybe they were kissing or something. And we just looked at each other like, there's nothing we can watch, son. There's just nothing we can watch. Our TV's over.
Yeah.
Because there's just like...
They do that in all of them.
Yeah. And your
Arrow was the same way.
Well, the Arrow was like...
Plus it got stupid.
Yeah. It was stupid and really... It was all about relationships. It turned into like, The Young and the Restless.
What I hated, it turned into was the every single person they introduced on that show in the first year, they're like 80 people, all became superheroes. I just said, I'm going to be a superhero too. And then they were another superhero and then somebody else. And it was like, okay, this is, please.
Yeah, I gave up on the Arrow pretty early.
Yeah.
Do you watch The Flash?
No.
It's really good. Yeah, Flash is really good.
Max really loves it.
Yeah. It's gotten tough with the, but it's true to the comic book. All of the, other Earths, I'm from Earth 18. Right. Okay, all right.
Earth 18?
Yeah, because he broke the, the timeline, sound barrier, whatever
so
it
fast.
Is. So he's so fast. So he broke into the timeline, created new timelines, and he's gone to now to other dimensions where there are other Earths. And so there's always somebody showing up, and they're like, Flash, why are you suddenly smoking cigars? No reason, I've never, this is the first time I've smoked a cigar. And you're like, okay, he's from another Earth.
You smoked it all the time on Earth 10.
On Earth 10. I'm not on Earth 10 anymore. So it's just, I don't know. Have you guys watched Last Man on Earth on Fox.
Well, isn't that Will Forte?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. Christian Schaal's in that as well.
You don't like it?
I watched a couple of episodes, or the first season.
Oh my gosh, I watched the first couple of episodes. I haven't laughed out loud that much in, I don't know, probably the last time was when I first started watching The Office. It has like five seasons, so it must, does it fall apart at some point or something? Because I don't know why I haven't heard about it. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, it's a little offbeat. Sort of comedy. Mm. So I don't know.
Maybe I liked Arrested Development. So.
It's literally the guy's last remaining man on Earth, right?
But yeah,
everybody else died from a plague. And
no, there's other people.
Other people
they show up. And what's funny is I'm only four episodes in or whatever. But you know, people start to show up, and he's made all kinds of commitments, at least in the early first season, and it's funny to see the last guy on Earth. What would you do? Just in the first episode, he's all alone, and you like him, you know, because he's a boy's boy, not a man's man yet.
And it's good preparation for the coming North Korean EMPs.
Yes.
So you can kind of see what it would be like, what you might try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really a documentary.
By the way, do you see what Hawaii did because of the EMP? Hawaii lawmakers want state officials to update plans for coping with a nuclear attack. State House Public Safety Committee unanimously passed a resolution on Thursday. Wants the government is taking steps to protect the citizens of Hawaii in worst case scenario. They're getting state funding to re-equip Cold War era fallout shelters. Many stock with medical kits, food, and sanitary kits, but they haven't been updated since 1981. And I'm going to update that one. Can you believe we're going back to those times?
Not much has changed since 1981, so no worries.
No,
don't
nothing's,
worry about it.
Nothing's changed, and that food's still good today.
Nope, you're good
it's
to go.
Yummy stuff. I remember I did my final paper in school for my civics class was I did it on the fallout shelter in the high school. So I went to Seaholm High School in Bellingham, Washington, and I'll never forget. They showed the fallout shelter, and it had all these old crackers and stuff from, like, you know, I don't even know, 1960. None of it was good. This is 1982, so we're at the height of the Cold War. None of it was good. And I'll forget, the fallout shelter was the air duct, which went outside. It's like, if you could have a fan on the other end just to suck that air in faster, it might kill us all faster. Do you see the Hyperloop? The new Donald Trump has asked for people to come up with a new design for the border, and a group of designers, 14 planners, architects, and engineers, want to replace the idea of a wall with something the world's never seen before, turning the border into some kind of shared utopia. What they want to do is, where the border goes, they will, United States and Mexico will donate some of that land, so they'll co-own that land on the border, and then they'll build a hyperloop there. And here's what I think is nice. It is, quote, a sleek, sexy hyperloop that will take you from Tijuana to Matamoros.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, right?
That's what we needed.
I mean, I don't know. And you could also, with stops and Santa Fe, not Dallas, but you could get to Dallas. You would have to get off, you know, on the border and then drive to Dallas. But you could.
So that's pretty convenient.
Yeah, you can go to, if you're in Brownsville, you can go to San Diego.
Nice.
Now that's nice.
Next time I'm in Brownsville, I need to go to San Diego.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Drive to Brownsville, right?
And then or we could just drive to San Diego. Here in Dallas, it would probably be closer just to drive to San Diego. So if you're ever in Brownsville, you find yourself in Brownsville and you're like, I want a quick trip to San Diego.
Or if you're in San Diego and you think, this is way too nice, I need to go to Brownsville.
Or I need to take a vacation in Matamoros,
right,
which is beautiful.
Oh, this time of year?
Oh, my gosh.
Just as they're washing the dead body chalk outlines off the sidewalk.
And the blood just kind of trickles into the street.
It's lovely.
Oh, it's so pretty. So
good times.
So pretty. So they're looking for Elon Musk's buy-in on this one. I have a feeling he's going to pass on this one.
He hasn't been to Brownsville. Maybe he should go before he...
Well, they don't have a Hyperloop.
Right.
But if we can get him to Brownsville or Matamoros, it'd be like, or Tijuana. He could fly to Brownsville and say, I want to go to Tijuana.
Right.
Nature lovers and green techies are making a plan to make the border a zero extraction zone, meaning no mining or drilling. I think this is headed in the right direction, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Instead of a fence... Mm-hmm. We go with a no extraction zone.
Because so many things are being extracted right now from the border.
Right. What they'd like to do is they would like to remove the already 700 miles of fencing that's already there.
Okay.
And restore the natural areas like the wetlands and the forest, and then install 90,000 square kilometers of solar panel stations.
Oh.
So that would be...
That's good.
Now, for some reason, I have a feeling getting the people who want to restore the wetlands are going to have a problem installing 90 square kilometers of solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's the most ambitious idea is making the whole territory a co-nation. A little baby nation with the U.S. and Mexico as the parents. And there is already a petition that you could sign, what a surprise, on change.org.
I mean, that's almost a wall. Co-nation like that? We are so close to a wall. If you just say that it belongs to both.
Yeah.
Not really sure how that secures the border. But,
people would stop.
Well, I mean, this is one of the solutions no one will talk about. If we make all illegal immigrants legal, there is no illegal immigration problem.
Thank you.
It's all gone. So if you just...
It's like that caller that we had, 15 years ago that called in and said, we were talking about the Palestinian thing, and he said, we wouldn't have a problem with all these...
Oh, we would have this Jewish problem
if we didn't have all these Jews. Yeah.
Yeah, good guy.
So, amen.
Yeah.
unbelievable.
Change.org already has 250,000 signatures.
Of course.
And the Autra Nation is what this is called. The new nation there on the border is called the Autra Nation. And they say that even though it might not work...
It's a funny way to set it up.
They're saying that the wall is going to end up costing more than $20 billion, according to Donald Trump. This one is $5 billion cheaper.
Oh, that's a nice savings.
Even though it might not work.
You get change back from your $20 billion bill. That's nice.
I'm sure there is a $20 billion bill, but I appreciate the spirit.
There might be in Venezuela. They're at 1,000% inflation right now.
Do you have the audio of that?
Yes, I got the BBC report.
We'll come back. You won't believe what's happening in Venezuela. I would say because of socialism and a dictatorship, but the press is saying because of a populist dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
It is not socialism, it's populism that did this to Venezuela. We'll get to that here in just a second.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
I guess I should mention, by the way, who sent us the flowers?
Who sent us flowers?
Roma Downey and Mark Burnett just saying happy Easter.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It was like, friends, Glenn Beck and friends. I'm like, they don't even know your names.
No, they don't.
We're not that close of friends, I guess.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, really nice.
For no reason. That's really nice.
That's very nice. Did you see that? Speaking of them, the Survivor contestant who outed the transgender on the show and got fired from his job back home for doing it?
Ridiculous.
What happened?
Jeez. This guy, Jeff Varner, was...
Wait, I'm still getting over the fact...
The Survivor.
Survivor's still on?
Oh, yeah.
Still on.
Wow.
This is like season 836, I think.
Yeah.
Right? 837. Okay. But they're standing in that tribal council,
mm-hmm.
and Jeff Varner says, you know, there's deceit going on here. Hey, what's your face? I don't know the guy's name. Zeke, how come you haven't told anybody you're transgender? That got him fired from his job back home in Atlanta, I think it is.
Which guy, the transgender guy or the other guy?
No, guy who outed him.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Got him fired. Just because he said the guy was transgender.
Which is agonizing.
I mean, bizarre.
Did everybody know he was transgendered?
Apparently not, since he'd been keeping it from them. So he outed him.
We could have only known if he'd gone to Target. Then we would have known.
Right.
Well, we wouldn't have known. If he's really transgendered... I mean, if he's had, you know, the parts, you know, the plumbing.
Yeah, they don't say in the story whether he's actually had the surgery or
what's he look like. What she looks like?
Got a beard, so there's at least some hormone therapy going on there.
So wait, it's she that became a he?
I believe so. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do believe so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we honestly, if this were a show and you know somebody said, "Hey, how come you haven't talked about your homosexuality?" You don't do that. You don't out people. So there's, why would you do that?
Does that mean you should lose your job? It doesn't seem like that big an offense.
From a reality, you're on a reality
show. Yeah. I mean, if you want to lose your job, you should just be on a reality show. That should be enough to lose your job. Ah, you're on Survivor.
Period.
You're fired.
And if you're trying to...
Dancing with the Stars, you're fired.
Right. If you're trying to hide the fact that you're transgendered, you're in the closet, quote unquote. Why would you go?
Why would you go on? Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
Right. So especially one like that point. Where everybody's out to get each other off of the island.
Right.
What about the Housewives of Dallas?
You're fired.
My bigger concern about Survivor Island is if you put too many people on it, it could turn over,
flip over,
capsize.
Yeah. That's why they don't do it in Guam.
That's why we learned that from Congress. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You don't want a turkey. So. You don't want the Philippines to capsize if we put too many Marines on it.
So.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.